This is Days That Made Us, a project that challenges people to choose the one day of their life that made them who they are and describe it.
Dear McDerry and the White Lion, and that's the day I've chosen to talk about. Richard Skelton, I was 16 when I joined the Merchant Navy, starting as a mess boy, and then eventually assistant cook. And then I went and got my cook's ticket, and I was a chief cook. And after that, I left the Merchant Navy.
I remember looking at him and he said something to me and I can't remember where it was. We just walked out, and when we got outside, my brother said, "Oh, was that, did you know him?" I said, "No, I didn't know him." I said, "But it looks like a gangster." Because he had long sideboards, you know, like Elvis. That was the fashion in them days, and his sideboards was down here and he was a big fella. And I thought, "Oh, he looks a bit like a gangster."
I saw a nice looking girl. I always like nice looking girls.
You sent me a drink over, didn't you, with the waiter?
That's how we used to get to know girls. You said, "Do you want a drink?" And they always used to say yes.
And he brought this drink over. He said, "Here, this is from an admirer." And I said, "Well, who's that?" And he pointed to him, said, "Chap over there." And then him and his friend come across and sat with us. And we got talking that night. He said he was going away the next morning on the ship. And then by the end of the night, he said, "Oh, I ain't going." And I said, "Don't blame me. It's in my fault you're not going. Didn't you?"
First looks. Sometimes you do things like that. I don't know what it was. She must have put a spell on me. I didn't have a job. I couldn't get back in the Merchant Navy, so I went fishing.
I lived with my grandmother's then. We had a telephone, well, she had a telephone, I should say, and I used to ring Wick Radio up in Scotland and could get in touch with the ship, and then they'd get him to the phone and we would talk. And this particular trip, he'd been gone a long while, because usually it was about 3 weeks. And then they were home, but this was over 3 weeks. I was getting worried because of the weather and what have you that was going on out there. And the next night, I think it was, they rang back and said they'd got through, and they got him on the phone. And he said, "You know, what's the matter, over?" And I said, "Oh, I wondered what was up." It was a force 10 gale, and they'd brought him out of his bunk. So he wasn't very happy. And then my grandmother, she thought a lot about him. I've never forgot it. She kept mudging me and saying, let me talk to him. So I said to him, "There's my grandma on, wants to talk to you." And he said, "Hello, Ma, over." And she went, "Over? Over what?" And he kept saying it. She kept saying to me, "He keeps saying over and I don't know what he's talking about." So we'd come off of the phone, and about an hour later she was sat there and she said, "Well, if he's on a ship out at sea, out in the Arctic, how does he answer the telephone?" So just for a laugh, I said, "Well, there's all little islands and they've got telephone boxes on." I said, "And they stop and he gets off." And she sat there and she went, "Well, they never had out like that in my day." He'd come home from sea and I told him I was pregnant. And he went back. And then when he come home again, he said, "Oh, I'm going to give it up." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, it's no good being a dad and being away at sea all the time, because when you come home, the kids don't know you."
I think it was a waste of life. So I thought, well, it's not worth it. May as well stop at home. It was like the end of one journey and the beginning of another. The main thing is being honest with each other. No secrets. Trusting each other. loving each other. That's it. Three main things.